it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, big part of it. Special teams is big because you get in that kind of a game where the defense is going to really make it tough on you and you don't have field position. You need to play defense and you need to play special teams and you need to give your offense a chance to get rolling. As soon as our offense got breathing room, then we made plays. It was important. You know, that's I wanted to see a good defense. You know, I wanted to see the defense that I believe we can be, you know, a defense that we've been working to be. I wanted to see that. We saw that a lot and we can get better. We need to get better. But, you know, we'll chase that, too.
Yeah, Ted's a very hard worker, man. We've seen it in camp, you know, since his rookie season last year. He's been grinding, and all he needed is an opportunity, and he showed it each and every time.
I think it's going to be very simple, being who we are, play in and play out, not allowing teams to get us off balance. They're professional. Team's going to be professional, so they're going to make plays, but it's about the response mechanism and how we're going to respond to adversity, and I know each and every guy in our locker room are going to respond the right way.
Roquan Smith, talking about the Ravens defense, bouncing back, just being Ravens, learning from mistakes and moving forward and correcting said mistakes as there's still 15 games left in the NFL season of 2025. Before we get to the calls and work it back to front with Lamar back up to John Harbaugh here. So the Ravens win yesterday 41-17.
Yeah.
They blow a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter Sunday night. Nolan, over under call volume today. When they lose, the sky is falling and our phone system starts to smoke. When they win and win convincingly over a team they were supposed to convincingly beat, by the way, they weren't beating them convincingly until the fourth quarter. Things are a little tepid because there's really not much to complain about. Or is there? And that's where we're going to get deep in. So what do you think?
Yeah, no, I thought just based off the first half performance alone, I thought we still get some grumbling today. You know, I mean, look, they weren't smooth to start the game at all. They were very sluggish. They couldn't run it. Lamar was completely unwilling to use his legs at all, even in, you know, escaping the pocket or just trying to take a broken play and turn something or make something out of it. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's some gripes for the offense, but sure, they turned it on. You take the win, but still.
What do you think, Vinny? Going to get a lot of complaining today? Because we can nitpick.
I think
and
there'll
we
be
will.
Some
play calling was a little questionable there inside the red zone.
I think there'll be some, you know, just because they couldn't run the football. But, you know, Cincinnati had 114 yards total offense last week against Cleveland.
Seven in the second half.
Yeah. So, I mean, that defense is legit. And they put eight in the box. They tell you. You're not going to be able to run it. And historically, over the last four games, now five, the Ravens haven't been able to run it against them. So, you know, so they couldn't put eight in a box. You're outnumbered. And they were in the backfield all day running the football. I mean, there was, I don't know how many negative yardage plays were, but there were a lot of runs that were negative yardage plays.
Yeah, 45 yards on the ground for the Ravens for the day against the Cleveland Browns. But the Baltimore team did impose their will. And we heard Lamar Jackson talking about Tez Walker, who makes his catches count, sort of like Aguilar a couple years ago. He's got has three catches on his career, and they're touchdowns. And he had two again yesterday. And Vinny, you were out of training camp. You watched him. Yeah, there's an evolution, maybe not to a Pro Bowl level guy, because you have so many other people in front of you in the pass-catching pecking order. But yesterday, a relatively quiet day for Andrews again. We'll get into that. Rashad Bateman, we saw him early, but not much late.
On that one drive, he had like four, you know, and Lamar was off the first half.
Oh,
I thought.
No doubt.
You know, his pass, you know, like the ones to Bateman was, the slant route would have been a first round. It was way behind him. And then the crossing route was way high. You know, Bate probably should have come down with it. But, I mean, put it on him and you got a nice gain.
But how does Tez Walker build off of this? And how does Todd Monk and Lamar and the Ravens offense continue to build him up, if you will, moving forward?
I think the biggest thing, Bob, is confidence. You know, because he goes out and makes plays. Who gets confidence in him? Todd Monken, the coaching staff, and Lamar. You know, I mean, right now, you think that Lamar has confidence in Zay Flowers? I mean, he had, what, 11 targets, and the next guy had two?
No doubt.
You know, so, I mean, that's what's going to come about because he's making plays for him. And that was a hell of a route on the corner route. That was a hell of a route. And so was the one on the fourth down play. That was a big play. So he looked good, and you know what, he flashed those things during training camp, and we talked about him, you know, that he made some play. And Bob, I mean, I talked to the kid; he's the nicest kid in the world too, you know. So I was happy, you know, for him that he had that kind of success, and now his confidence should soar too.
Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the defense improving, and they did what they were supposed to do. And we love Joe Flacco around here. He's going to be remembered. He'll never have to buy a beer in the city of Baltimore for the rest of his life, depending on when he comes around town. But the Ravens defense treated him like a 41-year-old quarterback. And their offense, which was, wow, that was kind of rough to watch. We're bitching and complaining about the Ravens offense not clicking on cylinders and inability to run and errant throws. That Cleveland offense, I mean, how much longer does Joe have behind center out there with the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, because the two tackles, I mean, they sucked, you know, and I didn't think the offensive line was very good at all. And yeah, that's why Joe's got to get rid of the ball so quick. But the Ravens came out of the box blitzing, Bob. First play of the game, they were coming after him. And I was impressed. I thought, now, that defense, the way they played and with the speed that they played at, that's what it looked like at training camp. Because I remember talking about their defense is so fast. Last week, it looked extremely slow. This week, aggressive, violent. You know, the corners were aggressive. Wiggins, all of the, you know, it was a totally different defense. And Roquan, that's the best game, Bob, that I've seen Roquan Smith play.
He was all over the place.
Oh, and violent, too.
Yep.
And running, you know, because, so I'm betting, Bob, last year he was heavy, you know, and because he looked slow last year. Now that dude looks fast. And I thought Buchanan played 60 snaps and Simpson played 15. And Buchanan had five tackles. I think just watching Buchanan play compared to Simpson play, the instincts are so much quicker for Buchanan. And I think that's what makes it much easier for the defense because Simpson's like, see, register, react. And Buchanan, he may not read it as quick as Roquan, but he's pretty quick. You know, so he's where he needs to be quickly.
Well, if you look at the stat book, Simpson did make his snaps count because he had, what, four tackles. But I would assume, Vinny, it's a bad omen that just two games into the season, Teddy Buchanan, fourth-round draft pick, is starting, and the guy that's been handed the job essentially for two straight years is not.
Yeah. Two straight years, Bobby gets a start, and then, boom, he's this year, much more rapidly out than he was last year. But, he's just hesitant. And I think they like to use him, you know, in the past stuff he did better because he had two tackles and two tackles on special teams, I think. You know, and he made plays on special teams. He did a nice job there. But in the run stuff, he's just a step slow. And basically you're playing with 10 then. And with Buchanan, they're playing with 11.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's a victory Monday for the first time in 2025. Ravens handily take out the Browns 41-17. But it was a demolition in the second half as Baltimore outscores Cleveland 31-14. Joe Flacco returns. Did not go well for him. Was benched for Dillon Gabriel. Threw his first touchdown pass as an NFL player. Lamar Jackson had 128.6 quarterback rating and threw four touchdown passes. Completed almost 69% of his passes. Why didn't it feel like he played that way? I mean, the stats say he was brilliant.
I know. Yeah. But when I watched it, I was like, that was not one of Lamar's better games. I I thought the way he, Bob, you know what? Like his facial expressions, his body language was bad, I thought, in the first. He seemed very frustrated in the first half. And especially, you know, like his throw. What would they keep throwing that quarter route to Zay Flowers? And he was covered and he's throwing him out of bounds. And, you know, Lamar just seemed like he was off. And I agree with Nolan. You know, because I said in the pregame, I said, Henry's not going to be able to run them. I told Scott, because he bet on it, I think.
Scott who?
Program director.
Jameson.
Yes, Scott Jameson. that Lamar's going to be their leading rusher. Because I figured that 44 yards, Bob, was all he needed to rush to win the bet or whatever. But he would never run. I'm like, come on. You know, what the hell? Take off.
Lamar rushed for 13 yards.
I know.
Yes, the team rushed for 45 yards yesterday. But anywho, Lamar does have 6 touchdown passes, no picks in the first couple of games of the season. So he's putting some statistics together. He was sacked 3 times, though. We can get to the offensive line if there's some problems there. Listen to Ross Tucker, former offensive lineman, of course, on CBS on the call. He a little concerned about the guard spots. For the Ravens, it seems, with Fa'alele and Voorhees. And Ronnie Stanley had his hands full, obviously, with Myles Garrett yesterday. Yeah,
whoever Myles. And, Bob, here's the thing is when they move Garrett around, who do they put him over inside? They put him over Fa'alele, which, to me, that's what I would do because he has hard time with quickness and stuff. So, those types of games where players are playing on the edge, because I thought Mason Graham had a hell of a game for Cleveland, and he was over Fa'alele the whole time. But Fa'alele is going to have problems against Cleveland just because of the quickness. Fa'alele is going to be better when they can run the ball consistently, number one, and he can just come off, and he's got a bigger guy. When he had, like, the bigger guy, you know, for not Graham, somebody other than Graham, he was much better. But, yeah, those other ones going to have problems with quickness. And all of them did, just because you're outnumbered. You got one coming in, and you got linebackers coming. I mean, they were in backfield.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Schwartzy does a hell of a job. Let's
yes,
just say
he
that.
Does. Baltimore boy and a heavy metal fan, most importantly. So the Ravens are 1-1. They have Detroit coming up on Monday night. Ravens 5.5-point favorites early line on that game. Lions blow out the Bears. We'll get into that as the show progresses. Maryland wins handily over Towson on Saturday afternoon. Terps were up 34-0 at halftime, 41-0 before the Tigers could put points on the board. So now Maryland goes to Wisconsin. On Saturday at noon, it's on NBC, and obviously you can hear it on 105.7 The Fan, as we have the flagship home of the University of Maryland. So now the prelims are over. Now it's on to the main event.
Yeah, and I don't – did you watch any – I tried to watch that whole Wisconsin-Alabama game.
I was at the Baltimore Colts 1975 reunion on Saturday. So options to the TVs were rather limited unless I was watching stuff on my phone.
So the quarterback was awful for Wisconsin.
So that means Billy Edwards will be ready to go.
Billy Edwards will be ready to go, I would think. But, Bob, Wisconsin's defense is pretty good. And their run defense is pretty good. So, I'll say this. Take the under in that game, Wisconsin and Maryland.
Well, it'll be a litmus test for Malik Washington.
Oh, no doubt. And the offensive line. That's going to be the
line,
key.
No doubt about it. And Maryland, because they had slow starts offensively against FAU and against Northern Illinois, but they came out guns a-blazing against the Tigers here. And we'll see on their first road game.
Yeah.
National TV, not
gonna
in prime time.
Gonna
so
be loud.
We'll see if Terps can rise to the occasion. 4th time in 5 years, they've started 3-0, however.
Would it be a both teams, Bob? Wisconsin's 2-1. This game kind of, you know, winner has like edge up on getting to six to a bowl game, I would say.
Yeah, and for Maryland, if you can get to a bowl game, your take it early line here is Wisconsin -8.5.
Whoa! So
we'll be following this one all week long. And if you want to talk about the Turtles, we could do that. Big fight over the weekend. There was an upset based on what the odds makers thought. We can get into that as well. And we will during the whip around. Orioles got swept in Toronto. Kobe Mayo went deep twice in the series. But Raglan came up. Holy mackerel, what a rough debut for him in the major league levels. He gave up 8 runs as the Birds lose to the Blue Jays 3 straight. They're in Chicago taking on the White Sox tonight. There's been some monumental shifts in the standings in the Major League Baseball, especially in the AL West. We'll get into that and more as we get to the AL East and beyond. But if you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Ravens won by a lot of points. None to complain about, right?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.